America's loss was Europe's gain. With more direct connections to Asia, London Business School, HEC Paris and other top European schools reported rises in applications. Some Asian schools, too, benefited. They kept their doors open to international students, thanks to their country's better handling of the pandemic. Hong Kong University Business School, or HKUBS, saw a surge in applications from North America and Europe in March. They tended to be students who aimed for MBAs in the West, but picked Asia at the last moment, says Sachin Tipnis of HKUBS. Memories of the SARS epidemic of 2003 spurred HKUBS to act early. Rapid processing of visa applications and moving classes to larger lecture theatres allowed 90-95% of students to attend in person. Travel and visa complications boosted domestic applications everywhere. In 2020, mainland applicants to China Europe International Business School, or CEIBS, a top-rated business school in Shanghai, rose by 30%. The wish to stay local is driven by two things, explains Ding Yuan, its dean. The first is China's economy, which grew last year while others shrank. That has made America and Europe a less attractive destination in general for ambitious managers. The second is a sense that the post-Trump West is less welcoming to Chinese. Most surprising of all, given all that, American schools looked poised for a banner 2021. After a few years of declining applications, MIT's Sloan School of Management, Columbia Business School, the Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania, and other top American programs now report double-digit growth. We enrolled the largest full-time MBA class ever, beams Madhav Rajan, Dean of the University of Chicago Booth School of Business. MBA applications typically rise in recessions, when a weaker job market means lower foregone salaries. But business schools deserve credit for adapting their business models, as their professors preach others do too. Many delayed the start of semesters, offered generous scholarships, waived exam requirements, and liberalized policies on deferrals. Harvard Business School allowed students it admitted to postpone studies for 1 or 2 years. GMAC reckons that deferrals globally have shot up from about 3% to 7%. Schools also boosted online and flexible degrees, which are surging, and integrated digital teaching into core MBA courses. Far from being giant killers, says Vijay Govindarajan of Dartmouth College's Tuck School of Business, digital technology can help a top school ensure its gold-plated MBA program shines even brighter. The Ross School is using tools akin to Netflix's bespoke recommendations to create personalized leadership and career development journeys for students. And to graduates' relief, recruiters are back. GMAC's survey of firms that recruit at business schools found that 89% intended to hire MBAs in 2021, up from 77% last year.